Hi, everybody. This is Matt Stevens in Al Ain, UAE. This is the 15th of February, 2015. And 2015 is significant because this is the last day of EVO, Electronic Village Online sessions for 2015. And I think it's the 15th session, in fact. So EVO 15 would mean the 15th session, or it could be in the year as well. Started in 2001. That's how that happened. So, Well, we're getting set up to start here. We've got Nina Liakos with us. She's the head coordinator for the EVO sessions for 2 years now, and Jeff Lebeau in Busan, Korea. And gosh, I just took the introductions away, but maybe you could say hi.
Hello from me. This is Nina Liakos. I'm in Maryland, USA. I'm outside of Washington, D.C. It's snowy out there. It's cold. And it's 9:02 a.m. Just starting my day with you all.
And this is Jeff Lebeau in Busan, Korea, where it's 11 p.m. And I have been traveling during much of this year's EVO. And so I've been catching up in recent days, but I'm very much looking forward to listening to the conversations today and hearing more about the awesome stuff that always happens during EVO.
I'd like to scroll down the list of people that are here a little bit. We have moderators and participants here. We have Alfonso Perferli from Boston, Bettina Sierra from Uruguay, Carol Rainbow from Wales, Efrosini Zonyul from Greece, Yelena Matveeva from Russia. And now I get to the first time where I say the same thing again. Fabiana Hernandez from Uruguay, Glennis Hansen from France, John Graney from Florida, USA, Kashmir, Jean Sajwan from Thailand, Kathy O'Dillon from USA, Lucia Bartolotti from Italy. I'm getting lost in my... Maria Husiak Saban and Mariana Smolcic from Croatia. Nelly Deutsch is here and not here from Canada. Nives Torresi from Italy. Piers Messam from the UK. Rebecca Palmer from the USA. Robert Wachman from the Philippines. Roz from France, Roslyn Young, I presume that is, Sanja Bozinovic from Croatia, Shelley Terrell, I believe she is at this moment in Venezuela, but she's actually from Texas. I don't know who Simulcaster from Webheadville is, that's one of Jeff's iterations, and Volha Sak from Belarus. Was anybody keeping count of the number of countries represented just in this virtual room?
I wasn't keeping count. I'm sorry.
It's very cool,
anyway,
though.
All are welcome.
It's really great.
Yeah. Not to mention all the ones in the EVO sessions. Many more countries represented, but we're certainly a global international group.
I think it's one of the things that is so appealing about EVO is its international nature.
Yeah. So how are we going to organize this, Nina? I bet you've given some thought to it.
Well, actually, not too much. My desire today is to hear from the participants. And we have some participants here, I believe, because there are some names that I didn't recognize from our moderators list. And so what I would really love is for our participants to tell us what their thoughts are about their EVO session, what they've learned, how it's been for them, to share something about that. But I guess what I could do before we start out, actually what I'd like to recommend is that everybody that has something to say go up to Tools, up at the top left, click on Tools, click on Audio. I mean, you don't have to click, just mouse over Audio, go to the right to the Audio Setup Wizard and run that. to make sure that you are able to hear and be heard. And while you are doing that, I'll just change the slide here to introduce the EVO 2015 coordination team. That's me up to the right of the EVO logo. Next to me is our coordinator emeritus, Elizabeth Hansen Smith, who has been with EVO since its inception, I believe. Aiden Ye, former lead coordinator in Taiwan. Holly Dilatush in Virginia, USA. Elizabeth N. in France. Van Stevens, who is here with us today, he's in Abu Dhabi. Daphne Gonzalez is located in Spain. Mubarak Akadar in Morocco. Jose Antonio da Silva in Brazil. Shelley Terrell, who is here in Texas or Venezuela or somewhere out there in cyberspace. And Nellie Miller-Deutsch from Canada. And we have a list of this year's sessions as well. So everybody here either moderated or participated in one of these 13 sessions. And what we're here for is to hear from participants in particular, and moderators too, what the heck, about how the session went. And so I'm ready to greet the first person who would like to come up and talk. So what you have to do is click on the mic. Should we have people raise their hands first, Vance, or just click on the mic?
At the moment, anybody can just click on the talk button. And
I see Kevin in Colombia. So what I'd like you to do is tell me what your your name, where you are, and the session that you're going to talk about, so we can find the slide and go to that slide. So Kevin?
Sure. Are you hearing me loud and clear?
Yep, loud and clear. So what
Great.
Session?
Yeah, I'm all set up. So, well, my name's Kevin Coleman, and I'm with the Flipped Learning session.
Okay.
And in my session, our fabulous group is Lane Marshall, and we also have John Graney and Jeff Magoto and Khalid, and we all had a wonderful time in our session. There we are. And I learned so much. I can first want to say thank you to the Electronic Village team because this is my first session, and I had a wonderful time. So thank you to the coordination team, the Vance Lazarza helped us along the way, and so this was a great learning experience. My initial feeling of this online session was how human it was, because it wasn't techie. I immediately, after about the first couple weeks, started to feel like I knew everyone personally, even though it was just by computer. So it was very human, and that's very tied to flipped learning, because that's the point of flipped learning, is to make it very human, to humanize the learning experience. So all this just reinforced our feelings on flipped learning. So in short, I suppose, are any of the participants from our session here today? Do we have any flipped learning participants that are here today?
Here, Robert in the Philippines.
Oh, great. Maybe you'd like to say something. Cash
as well.
Please, yes. Well, how did it go? What do you think? What did you learn? How did the session go?
It was great. I've been doing a lot of online study recently, having completed the certificate program, TESOL's certificate in online teaching program, and the session seemed very similar in many ways. As you said, Kevin, it was very human, had a lot of great interactions with people, learned a heck of a lot. I knew just a tiny bit about flipped learning before this began, and now I definitely know enough to start flipping. And as I said in my summary of the session, comments at the end, there's no going back. It's like, I've been using online resources and computers, et cetera, in teaching for a long time. I've never truly flipped a class, and I'm sure, I'm semi-retired, so my teaching future is kind of question mark right now, but I'm sure I'll do something, and I'm sure it'll be at least partially flipped. So thank you to all the moderators. Thank you to Nina and everybody with the call interest section for doing the EVOs, and my old friend Elizabeth Hanson-Smith, who's always saying, "Oh, you got to do this, you got to do this." And I did one or two others years ago, but never got involved to the extent I think that I was this time, and it was really great. I actually signed up for the copyright session also, but I just had too much going on that I couldn't really do both. And so, but I'm hoping that everything will be online for a while, and I can continue learning, looking at people's lesson plans and the flipped learning session, and look into some of the copyright material also that I didn't have time to do when it was live. So thanks. It was great.
Well, thank you so much for your comments, and we really appreciate that. And I certainly know in our session you'll continue to be able to use Google Plus. That will still be all available, and you can continue this. And you're right, once a teacher, always a teacher, and there's no going back. I know we only have maybe one more minute because everyone needs to talk. Is there anyone else from the flipped learning session before we hand it over?
Kevin?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Kevin. Yeah, this is Kashmir from Thailand.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Good morning.
We can hear you, and I'd also like to invite you to click the video
webcam.
While you're talking, it would be very appropriate to show a video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll try to do that. Anyway, I want to thank all the people. I attended the same sessions of flipped learning, and I would say that in a nutshell, I would say it was an awesome experience. Before I joined this session, I had been flipping the classes, but I wasn't getting good response from my students. And over the last few weeks, around 4 weeks, I have realized that there were certain aspects of flipped learning that I was overlooking. For example, the length of the videos or the tasks that I was assigning to my students. Sometimes the tasks were very difficult and time consuming, and as I teach school students, they don't have a long span of attention span, so they would not like to spend time doing those tasks. And the last thing that I have realized is that the screencasts weren't creative or engaging. So I think with students, if you try to make your things engaging and the slides are appropriate and colorful and they go with your voice over, it makes sense to me. So now I have already started inculcating whatever I've learned over the period of time, and I'm sure I'm going to help my students further in the future. And another thing I want to add here is that all the fellow participants of the group, they've been great. They were good at giving feedback and very, very open in terms of accepting feedback, critical feedback. They were commenting on the ideas shared by all of us on the group on Google Plus, and all the moderators were very supportive, and they gave us very nice feedback. So I think it was kind of, as Kevin mentioned on one of the comments, one of the posts on Google Plus, that we have become a family over a period of 4 or 5 weeks. I certainly agree with that, and I think we can continue to be a family even after this session, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all of you next session. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you so much for your comments. That's really great, and we can still see you on Google Plus here in the future. So I'm sure our time is up. I'll hand this back over to the session leaders here. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin and Kashmir and Robert, for your testimonials about the flip learning session. It sounds like it was just great. And I have a request from the floor that the ebook teachers go next, because Shelley is here, but she needs to leave. And I'm looking for their slide while I'm trying to find it. Go ahead and grab the mic, Shelley, or... okay, I have your first slide. Do you want me to go? Okay, can you...
I think you... Yeah, thank you so much. Can you all hear me?
Yes, Shelley. And tell me when to change the slide.
Okay, great. Oh, thank you. Okay, and now we have, if I could have Elizabeth maybe, and Elizabeth Ann, our mentor, and Janice, and Jeannie, and Lucia, kind of be on, I'll let them talk in just a bit, but thank you so much for allowing us to have this session. This is our second time having this session, and we, of course, even though I laid the foundation, really, it was 19 moderators, including our mentor, and our mentor, Elizabeth Ann, who really had it going. Unfortunately, Rosco could not come with me to Venezuela, so I'm sorry about that. The reason I'm leaving next is because we actually scheduled our party, a celebration party, right after, so that's why. So you can see our wonderful mentors from over 10 countries. We have Deborah Kebelvich, Terry Friedman, Janet Bianchini, Sylvia Bynum, Ian Hall, Mandir Al-Amrani, Walton Burns, Michelle Worgan, Maria Jesus, Natasha, Tanya, Lucia, Andre, Jake Duncan, Jason Levine, Chuck Sandy, Jennifer Vishore, Ozge, all gathered together, you can change the slide, to help 980 members, which is our Google Plus. You can see 86 members from many different countries all over the world to achieve nearly the impossible, which is in 5 weeks, create the first chapter of their own digital textbook. So how did we do this? Well, to be honest, we really had 100, nearly 200 sign the survey. So I count those more as active participants. And those are the ones that really at least did one or more activities. Yes, it was a very lively group, like Lucia said. And what really had it come together, because now I can really sympathize with people who have very little internet. One time in the country, they actually had no internet in the whole country. So I can empathize with that. But my moderators really, really were the ones who had to come together. And you can switch the slide. Okay. And I want to show you, we went through a process within the 5 weeks of creating the first chapter. One of the highlights for me is, like, last year, I actually, since I'm in Venezuela, got to meet my mentor from last year, which was Rubina. And Rubina is the one who really helped at the beginning kind of make my idea realistic for others. Because what happened was that I was going to have teachers in 5 weeks finish an entire e-textbook. But Rubina said, no, that's probably not realistic, Shelley, for normal people or for most teachers who have a life and also who work very, very hard. So what we did was we actually had them go through the process of mapping out the first chapter, which I really, really love. So these were just some of the many mind maps that we had. And then after the mind maps, came the book chapter. So these were some of the ones I was able to grab and really showcase. But I would like to go ahead and turn it over to Lucia and Janet and Elizabeth Ann, who really, it was really difficult for me to be there in the present all the time. And that's why we have so many moderators. I don't know how each of the other sessions does it with little bit of moderators, because honestly, if it wasn't for them, there's no way that I could have done any of this, or they're really the ones who ran the session and gave feedback. So I think the participants themselves would say the same. I do want to read before they go what some of our, we had a couple of our participants did, they're not in this session, but they did leave. They left some really nice words of what the session meant to them. So I wanted to read that really quick and then, of course, give it to Lucia and Janet. So we had Regina, actually, who was our session moderator last year. She decided this year she would participate and actually finish her own e-textbook. And so Regina said, thanks to everyone for a wonderful 5 weeks. When I finally got the first chapter of my book ready, thanks to you, the community has been wonderful, moderators, participants giving great tips and advice, sharing their ideas and creations. That's a wonderful boost to our creativity as well. I really hope to see you all back next year, and it would be great if you could post the link to your books when they are completed. Thanks again for sharing this with me. Lisa Wood said, this has been a really productive 5 weeks for me. Creating my first ebook is something which I've been intending to do for a while now, and of course it's given me the push I needed to do it. Sometimes a few imposed deadlines are what we need. It has been a steep learning curve, and it has taken me quite a while sometimes to get the hang of certain tools, but I now feel much more confident using them. For example, Haiku Deck, Calcium, Google Form, and Slides. Despite the frustrations along the way, I've had a lot of fun playing around. And then Beatrice says, grateful, very happy I can make it all the way to week 5 and get something done. Moderators and peers have taught me great lessons that I'll try not to forget when I go ahead with my project. Hands-on guidance and sharing will count out. And I'm looking forward to Evo 2016. So now I'll give the floor to my awesome moderator.
Yeah. Okay, this is Elizabeth Ann. I would just very briefly say that, in fact, the eBook Evo is the epitome of Evo, which is the principle of all learning together, because this enormous group of moderators, there was a part experienced people who've been with Evo with other things throughout, and then a whole bunch of people who had simply participated last year and gone very strongly through to the end. So there's this, actually everyone was learning. Sorry, I haven't got a video. I really haven't. Complicated story. And so at first, of course, at the very beginning, the moderators were kind of expecting Shelley to run the show. And then all of a sudden, absolutely everyone chipped in, and it was amazing the way this thing just ran. You know, I mean, people would say by itself. I mean, obviously with the work from everyone, it was amazing. Thanks.
Hello, everyone.
Yay!
Can you hear me? Okay. I was very active during the first part of the session. And I have some, I had to make some choices, so I'm just trying to catch up. But anyway, I wanted to add and to confirm something that Shelley has already said, and Anna confirmed, that is that this session now seems to have very solid foundations. So it received solid foundations last year thanks to the work that Rubina and Shelley made. So it is always a very, very crowded place to be, but despite the number of the co-moderators, the moderating and the interactions went on very, very harmoniously and fluently. So I had a great experience this year too. I'm very grateful for this. Thank you, and goodbye, everyone.
And I would like to say that Lucia, for it was great that Lucia actually joined. I had to twist her arm. She was a participant last year, and she created all these documents. So what Elizabeth Ann was saying, and thanks to Elizabeth Ann for making me sane, is that it was really awesome. Like, you could really feel the impact of having previous participants be moderators, so that really helped. Thank you so much, Lucia. Maybe Janet?
I'd like to jump in here. This is Nina, and just say that that is so characteristic of the EVO, that participants turn into moderators and moderators turn into coordinators. So watch out.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? This is Janet here speaking. If you could just type in yes, then I can carry on. Okay, that's lovely. Hi, everyone. Lovely to be here. Just like to say what a wonderful, fabulous session this 2015 session has been. Lots of great ebooks published, and it was a great pleasure for me. I'll switch on the video, but I'm looking a little bit. I'm been in the garden, so. It was a very lively session from scratch to the fine and incredible experience. Here I am. Oops, as I said, apologies. I just got some cut. Hi, everyone. The interaction on a daily basis was what made it so special for me, and I really enjoyed it. Thanks, everyone. It's lovely to be here and see you. Everyone shared so much knowledge and was so giving, and it was just a collaborative experience from start to finish. And as I said, the finished products, and some of them that are going to be finished over the next few weeks, because it'll be open for people to do, you know, finish off their ebooks, was fantastic. So just like to say, it was wonderful. Thank you very much, Shelley, and all the other wonderful moderators. It's been a real experience, and wonderful all the people who have joined the session and who have published their incredible ebooks. Thank you. Okay. Bye, everyone.
And that's it for us. Janet, thank you so much. Janet has helped many years. I would like to also say that our participants not only gave encouragement and feedback, which is, if you realize this, that's the most important part of, I think, EVO sessions, is the feedback. And I know that if we're not able to give that feedback, then it's really difficult for the participants to feel as if, you know, they can keep going. So I really, really appreciate them in so many ways. But Janice and some others also wrote posts. They wrote detailed blog posts. They circled and did a lot of peer editing. So you can just kind of realize the kind of amount of work they put in. So thank you so much. And we're excited to see what the other EVO sessions did.
Shelley, do you have any participants here today that would maybe like to take the mic? Can you take a look through the participants list before we move on to another session? Or if you are up there,
raise your hand.
and you are a participant in e-textbook teachers, just grab the mic. I'm going to shut mine to make sure there is one. I guess they're all out there creating their chapter two. So whoever gets to the mic first for the next session, just let us know what
Hi, everyone.
Who you are, where you are, and what session you want to talk about so we can find the slide.
Hi, I'm not sure if you can hear me well. I'm Victoria from Using Moodle as a Bridge to Blended Learning. Yeah, you can hear me? Okay. I just wanted to thank the other moderators who worked with me. And this was a great session. We really got engaged with the participants in very interesting exchanges regarding blended learning and different uses of Moodle resources and activities to empower blended learning in a way. And I also wanted to thank every coordinator in EVO. You have been amazing and really helpful in the process of creating the session. So I'm not sure if there's any participant. I haven't seen anybody in the list. But I know other moderators are there from my session. But we just wanted, and we know we are running a little late, but we wanted to say thank you to everyone, and it has been a great session. We are going to leave the materials for a while, I guess, in Moodle for Teachers, and I'm to thank Nelly for hosting us there. And So the materials will be available if anybody wants to check them. And I'm not sure if anybody's there.
Hello, I just wanted to add a few words, if you can hear me well. Can you hear me well now? Yes, great. Well, hello everyone. Thank you, Victoria, for your words. I just wanted to give you some feedback about our session. We started with almost 46 participants, and we ended with 39. But those 39 were really active in discussions and forums and all the activities that we proposed. We already had some feedback on our sessions, and I was glad to read them, and I wanted to bring up here the fact that some of our participants were happy on the focus we made on pedagogy and not so much on technology, since they found this useful in order to use all the knowledge that they've learned from this session into their own context, which was our original objective. So if that objective was accomplished, I feel super happy about it. It was an amazing experience. So thank you for letting us be part of EVO 2015. Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria and Fabiana. We hope that you will come back and submit another proposal for this session or another session in EVO 2016. Is there anybody else from Using Moodle as a Bridge to Blended Learning that would like to grab the mic?
Hi, everybody. I'm Bettina. I was also part of the moderating team, and I have very little to add to what Victoria and Fabiana have just said. And it was a very enriching experience, and the fact the participants we had gave us that type of feedback, saying that they will be able to apply many of the ideas that were exchanged in the classes makes it very rewarding. So it was my first experience in EVO. The team I joined was very nice, and I learned together with the participants. So I guess I will be joining EVO in the future again. Thank you very much.
And we will be very glad to have you. This is an unusual session in that all of the moderators were co-workers, all from the same country, Uruguay, and in my memory, we had not had moderators from Uruguay before. So that was really great to see them. Okay, if we're finished talking about Umbable, which is the way it comes out in my email, who would like to be next?
Could I? This is Piers in Bryce in the UK.
Go ahead. I'll find your slide.
Okay, I noticed that we've got four participants who are joining this meeting, so I wondered perhaps if we could jump straight to them. And was Efrosini, Lucy, Glenys, and Andrea all were part of our group. Perhaps one of them could say something about the experience.
And I'd just like to mention, just as a way of tracking time, I've been putting a count up timer, just so you can see how long you've been on. The last session took 5 minutes, which is about right. You can have as many as 10, I suppose, if you need it. But anyway, just be aware of the timer so that we get through all the sessions. I'll start it right now for you.
Okay. Right. Well, would one of Efrosini, Lucy, Glenys, or Andrea like to take the mic?
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. I wanted to say how precious this session has been to me. I've learned so many things. It has changed my attitude to not only English, teaching English, pronouncing English, but to all the languages that I know. To my mother tongue, my mother's tongue, and all the foreign languages that I know. I'd like to thank all the knowledgeable moderators who've been so responsive to all our questions. They kept answering things personally, they were available virtually 24 hours a day. Thanks very much to all. And I really hope you run a similar session next year and you can count on my presence then.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Beautifully.
This is my first EVO experience, and it was a bit rocky at the beginning, probably due to my technology problems and lack of techno competence, but I felt very lonely in the beginning, and then eventually I began to realize that there were people who would help, and the moderators, and the other participants, and gradually I started to feel part of the community. With reference to the teaching pronunciation differently, it's been really interesting. I have been teaching English one-to-one full immersion in my own business, and in the process of trying to help students create English sounds, I started to realize I needed to think about my mouth, my teeth, tongue, air, and so I'd started in my own little way with what books I had to do some of the things which I realize now that Piers and Roslyn have been advocating, and so it was really exciting because it felt as if I'd already started the journey, and then here are these people who've done lots of real work and sort of all made it make sense, and I'm just so excited to learn about the different articulatory setting of the English tongue. It just makes so much sense. It really helps to explain, and I've been enjoying telling all of my non-English speaking students and friends about that. So thank you ever so much. And I really love the teaching them the rhythm of English through the times tables. I think that's a fantastic idea which I'm going to use. That's it. I finished.
Great, thank you very much. And Glenys, you were next on with this. Would you like to say something, Glenys?
So just checking everyone can hear me. Can you hear me? Apparently you can't. Wait a minute. Can you see me?
We can hear you fine, Glenys, and we can see you as well.
Okay. I'd like to thank first Elizabeth Ann, because I only realised now that she was actually moderating for two sessions. She must have.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you, Glenys, because in fact, I was 98% with you guys, and the e-books really, really did it between themselves. They were amazing in that.
I thought you did an amazing job, and how wonderful it must have been for Piers, Arizio and Rosalind to have you doing what you did. I'm sure they wouldn't have managed on their own.
You're absolutely right.
About the content. The content wasn't totally the content wasn't totally new for me. Some of it was, and I learned a lot about what it's like to be a participant on a distance learning course, because I've done a lot of teaching that way, and this was my first experience as being a learner, and as my students say, it's very difficult finding your way around, but that's a minor technical thing. The content was just wonderful. I really admire the way you led from one thing to another, from the analysis of a particular string settings from the point of view of the teacher, and how you put it into practice in the classroom, which is completely different. That's about all I have to say. Thank you very much.
That's great. Thank you, Glenys. And then we have Andrea as well. Well, I wonder if Andrea is struggling to get to connect. Is Andrea Kakas from Novi Sad? who's writing something, perhaps she's not being able to get through. Well, while she's writing or trying to, or communicating with us, just on behalf of Roslyn and Arizio and me, we'd like to thank Elizabeth enormously. And I can see Andrew's mic doesn't seem to be working. That's a great shame. We very much appreciated Elizabeth's help and very much appreciated all the help of all the other people in Evo. You know, it was fantastic to be able to offer the session we had. Well, I can see Roslyn up there on the screen. I wonder why she's there. Anyway, Roslyn, would you like to say one thing? And then I think we should probably hand the mic over because we've probably had our 5 minutes or probably a bit more than our 5 minutes. Roslyn, do you want to say anything quickly?
Yes, exactly the same as you. In fact, thanks very much to Elizabeth and thanks to all the people who participated. They really participated and that was great because there was a lot of... We worked very hard with everybody, but everybody else worked very hard with everybody too. So that made it, I felt, quite a good session. So thank you and perhaps next year, who knows?
If I could just add the one last word, this is Elizabeth again. It wasn't supposed to be a picture of Roslyn, it was a picture of a hangout on there, because which we only did in the last week. But one outstanding element also, I mean the outstanding element was totally the content, but one feature of this session was that every week there were, on a Thursday, the moderators held three live sessions. It was in Blackboard Collaborate, and so that the people could, I mean obviously in pronunciations a lot to speak about, and it was very, very interesting, and we were able to get extracts from that. So I just wanted to point out there had been three meetings a week during the session, which is quite a lot, I think. Thanks.
Machine Evo.
Yes, Carol, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, brilliant. Wow, my camera's pale. Never mind. thanks ever so much to everybody, all the moderators, coordinators, and everybody. We had a great time. We started off with well over 100 people that had signed up for it, but I'm sure most people understand that just getting into Second Life and understanding how that works is a step too far for many. We ended up with about 13 really active people, and they made some fantastic machinimas. Sadly, and I thought some of them were coming, sadly none of them have turned up, but I'm going to pop a link to one of the machinimas in the chat. Don't watch it now because it is 4 minutes on its own, and that's most of our time, but it's worth having a little look later on at what this lady, Helena, has managed to achieve for her class, for her lessons, and... yes, they had a fantastic time. You all had a fantastic time. The picture is of our party Friday night when we had a celebration. And I think, okay. can you see?
Okay.
Have my voice gone?
Sorry, my apologies. My mic was on inadvertently. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I'd disappeared off the face of the earth. As you can see, all around the edge of that area there, which was a complete surprise to everybody because it wasn't where the party was, that's where their certificates are. So their in-world certificates, recognizing their achievements in the 5 week course. So we have Anne and Alfonso here. Now, Alfonso's on a mobile device because I asked him to grab the mic, so he may or may not speak. So Alfonso, are you able to? I don't think so. Okay, so is Anne there? Anne, do you want to say something? Yes, Osna Dennis is away, I'm afraid. That's why it's me talking and not him. No, okay, I'm on my own. Everybody's abandoned me for some reason. But thanks ever so much to all of you and to all of the moderators. We had a fantastic time. And I imagine we'll be doing something very similar next year. Thanks very much. That's all from us then.
This could be a good time to talk about Minecraft MOOC, because Carol is one of the participants there. We found a lot of intersections between Machinima and Minecraft. Well, one of our plans was to, I'm multitasking, I'm restarting my timer here. One of our plans was to do some video recording in Minecraft. We didn't really do that this time, but basically we will next year. There's going to be an EVO Minecraft 16, I've decided. So it was quite a lot of fun. It was kind of a session that was, in a way, a flipped session. And, well, it was flipped because unlike the normal pattern whereby a moderator decides that he or she wants to share their expertise with a group, I was in the opposite. I actually have had great interest in Minecraft for some time, but I didn't really know how to do it. And so what I did was I just, well, I had some great friends, Marijana Smolcic in Croatia, and her son Philip in particular, 11 years old. One nice thing about Minecraft was a lot of the people who were teaching, we flipped that as well, because rather than old people teaching young people, it was the opposite. We had Philip, and we had Carlos from Spain, 12 years old, and we had also Ian Hill, who's a teenager who lives nearby, built us a great hotel in our what we call the sandbox. And I don't know, maybe somebody else would like to say something. Carol, you're certainly welcome to come in. Carol is one of the participants, and Marijana is here.
Okay, can I just grab the mic then before I leave? Yes. I'll pop the video back on. Right. Sadly, I didn't do as much as I wanted to, but I think we can probably all imagine why, because Machinima took over by about halfway through week three. There just wasn't a moment. But I did learn a lot in the first few weeks. Philip took great delight in killing me lots of times, but never mind, I learned how to get back into it. I've been on a few times in the last week, actually, just on my own, trying to carry on learning while we've got the opportunity. What I really want to do and what I wanted to achieve from what we've done this year is to make Machinima, again, for language learning, but in Minecraft, because it is so much more appropriate for children than Second Life. So that's where I'm headed, but it's a long way away. But it's a fantastic introduction. I learned a lot from the people that were there and the young men that were teaching us. So thanks very much to the youngsters especially, and to Jeff and Vance, and Dave Dodge, and all the people that were there teaching us and helping us. So thanks very much. I'll see you next year. I might be a bit better advanced. Bye from me.
Me too, I hope. Anyway, yeah, Carol, hi. Great addition. Yeah, come on, Marijana, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that it was fantastic to see Carol being very eager in learning. I was just watching my son playing and trying to help. And she even learned how to ride a horse, and there were so many funny situations. But actually, as she mentioned, there are many possibilities in this, and I hope next year we will explore it even more, and by then we'll be better experts. And it was a vice versa, as you said, Vance, children teaching us teachers, and as somebody mentioned in the chat, a real flipped classroom. So it was a fun experience for me as well, and I will try to learn more also so in the future. Thank you, everybody. It was nice joining you in this EVO session as well.
Elizabeth Hanson-Smith has just asked in the chat, how do you get a horse? I actually don't know. There's sort of somebody makes them. Somebody plants them, basically. Lots of things were planted in our sandbox. We were overrun by rabbits. Then there are things you can eat. We started out playing in what's called creative mode, which means we had unlimited resources. And eventually, people who really like Minecraft like to play in survival mode, so that's what we eventually got into. We went to survival mode. So there's a picture of a badge on the screen. That's Philip on a horse. I think Philip had something to do with those horses. Maybe Mariana can explain. Unless Philip's there, he's welcome to speak if he wants. The badge, by the way, is something that our participants can do by going to a spreadsheet, joining the spreadsheet, so they're credentialed Google users, and they go to the spreadsheet and they put in links to their accomplishments. Well, of course, Shelley has influenced all of us. We don't call them accomplishments anymore. We call them missions. So we have, you're supposed to, if you can show with a link that you've done 5 missions, things like attending sessions and getting an account in Minecraft, you know, things like that. So if you've done 5 of those things, you can come to our community, find the pages, find the instructions for getting a badge, and you'll know what to do if you've been to our community. I might say something about the pictures. First of all, Ryan Azul is Jeff Kuhn. Jeff Kuhn was actually somebody that Mariana and I wrote about in a TESOL EJ article that we did on Minecraft with Philip, actually. Philip wrote the article by piping some of it and whispering a lot of it into his mother's ear. And anyhow, we used 2 examples of people who used Minecraft with their language students. One was Jeff Kuhn at Ohio University, and the other was Dave Dodgson, who has moved to Gabon, I think. Did I get that right? He was in Turkey. But in any event, both of them agreed to co-moderate our session. Jeff was particularly productive and facilitative. In fact, actually, you see him there. He wears a Batman costume. One of the first things he did was he built a giant Batman in our sandbox. But what he's doing there, where he's pictured, Ryan Azul, Jeff, is in houses he built in the survival mode. And since he built those houses, the rest of us could come there and we could escape into his houses. And so we didn't get killed by zombies. So we actually had pretty much things kind of set up for us. And he was quite good about that. The picture on the, actually, the post, apparently we were expecting it to be one of his last posts. He had dug himself deep into the ground, got way down to bedrock, couldn't go any deeper, and right now he's scrambling to get back out of it. So I like Elizabeth's comment. You realize, Vance, how crazy this sounds as you calmly explain it. Yeah. Well, it is. And it, actually, you see, that it's so crazy that it's fun. You know, it really is fun. And what our idea was, if you're going to use this with students, they're going to know more than you do. So by just coming in as a newbie, even as a moderator, you know, who doesn't really know how to play the game, but you're going to have to figure it out. Your students do. So that was part of the flip, was to kind of have an experience that is from a student's point of view, so you can see how the game worked and find out how fun it is and creative, and learn from other people who are using Minecraft with their students. So I don't want to dominate all the time. I don't want to go over 10 minutes either. So does anybody else have anything to say and add? Because that's about it for me.
I had a question, Vance, or anybody mm-hmm. associated with the Minecraft MOOC. Can you give a couple of examples of how you would actually implement this with students? Would you do it in class? Would you have them do it at home? Would you do it all together? I'm having a hard time imagining how this would go.
Well, that's a good question. Jeff, one of his examples is he was teaching a creative writing course, or actually I think this was academic writing in Ohio. And he had one of the things he was having his students write about was crisis management. And so he got them into Minecraft and let the zombies loose, and all of a sudden there were zombie attacks, and the students had to deal with the attacks. So kind of like we had to do, but they had to write about it. And then having experienced those zombie attacks, then they went on to other things like flood management or whatever it was, that, you know, when overload is happening. Let's see, Seth Levin. Sorry, this is somebody else we know. Joel Levin at Minecraft Edu builds worlds for his students. For example, Mayan ruins, where he hides treasures and the students go out and find them and do things associated with the class. Some people say about Minecraft that when they're asked if it's in the curriculum, they say, no, the curriculum is in it. A lot of people are doing homeschooling with Minecraft and writing about it. So once you start reading the literature on it, a good place to start would be the article by Philip, Mariana, and I. Then you'll, you know, you get the idea. It gets pretty obvious that, for example, Dave Dodgson's students went out and bought books in English to help them with Minecraft once he found them in Ankara. So that kind of thing that wasn't happening with any other topic is the way that it impacts your language students. Okay, well, we've gone over 10 minutes, so I'm setting a very bad example, so I'm going to go on, pass this on to the next person who would like to talk. Thank you very much.
It's Mariana, but not this time for the Evo Minecraft. I would like to ask Ayat if she can grab the mic and maybe introduce us with the ICT for ELT. I'm sorry that I'm rushing, but I need to leave, and I would like to be here for all my moderators of the second Evo session that I was working this year. And thank everybody, all the moderators and all the participants. Ayat, can you please join me?
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? Yes. Okay, great. This is Ayat Al-Tawil, one of the moderators of ICT for ELT. We are a group of, let's say, former participants in EVO, and now we are moderators. So we have Svetlana, Helen, Jadei, Mariana, Mbarik, and we have Sanya, who is joining us this year as a new moderator, who used to be a participant with us as well. Well, this year in the session, we had almost 180 participants joining our main platform, Google Plus. Most of them this year were really exceptionally active. They did a great job trying audio and video tools, talking about the potential of them in teaching. So we had other slides. If anyone can move the slides, yes. So we had the one on the right is sharing their audio and video tools on a Padlet wall, which was really great. All the participants just shared what they can do with this tool and lots of audio and video ones. And then on the left, we have the TitanPad tool, where we started a sentence of a story, and then each and every one of us added another sentence, and we went on and on and on, and the story was incredible at the end, and we expressed together how we can use this in the classroom. Then the next slide, we have lots of platforms. So in the first one, we can see the productions of our participants. We have created one page, and it was really full, and we had to create another one, which is full of lots of productions now as well. We had also Edmodo, another platform where we had our participants to comment on the readings, but then they had to also create quizzes using the tools we have suggested in our week 4, and also using the feature in Edmodo to create quizzes. And they were really amazing there, and I think that they explored a lot of things there. Then the next slide shows the badges. This is something that we have introduced this year. It's something new, so we have a set of tasks for participants to do in their week. And then whoever finishes the tasks, or at least some of them that we decide, they get their badge for the week. So this really motivated the participants, and I hope they can explain about this. So every week we had a badge for whoever completes the task. We had two live sessions, only two live sessions this year. One was about making videos with Vicky Hollett, and another one about web heads with Vance. And the two of them were amazingly rocking, and everyone just enjoyed them and got out really inspired. And I don't want to take more of the time. I just want our participants to say more about their experience. We have Rashida and Imelda and lots of them. So please, whoever is here would like to share his experience, just grab the mic. Thank you.
before they join us, yes, Rashida, Frosin, and Lucy, and Katie, or Dubravka, Maria, some of them are, let's say, I have noticed that they were in other sessions, but yes, I hope you can grab the mic and say a few words. Thank you so much, Ayat, and the evil badges that we shared were very, very, as Lucy said, compelling, and yes, okay, please, Frosin.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to thank all our dear moderators for everything they've taught us. I forgot to say before that this was my first EVO session, but it definitely won't be my last one. It's been so full of pleasant surprises. All the insight, all the knowledge that I've derived from it is probably the last thing on my list. I never thought that learning online could be so human, so warm. We've had such kind moderators, such kind fellow participants. The level of interaction with moderators and the fellow participants was something, you know, beyond my hopes. And I know that we'll keep in touch and we'll keep learning from each other. I think you were all wonderful. You were available at any time, and it's wonderful because you had at the same time full-time professional commitments, and that's what makes this EVO session so wonderful. Thank you to everybody.
Lucy, can you hear us? Can you please try your mic?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody said okay. Yes. Yeah. I started this course. I found it extremely hard in the beginning because of technology issues, and I'm not very techno competent. And this is the reason I wanted to do a course like this. Again, like my other course, I felt very despondent in the beginning. I joined everything, got lost, couldn't find my way back, put passwords in, couldn't remember them. And almost gave up, and then little by little getting my first badge actually made me think, yes, actually I do want to get my second badge. And I did the tasks, and they came in sort of bite-sized pieces, so that even though I felt overwhelmed in the beginning, I started to feel less overwhelmed. And as I said in the other session, I realized that the moderators were responding and were responsive and helpful, and the other collaborators also were supportive. And I'm really glad I've done this. This is my first online learning, and it's my first dabble into technology for teaching. It's all right. I quite liked it. And I think I'm going to come back. Okay? Thanks a lot. Really thanks a lot.
Lucy, thanks for your testimonial, and I'd like to know how you found out about these sessions, just out of curiosity.
Okay, the way I found out was word of mouth. A teacher, a friend of mine who lives in Switzerland now, mentioned it to me, and I went online, and I think she joined some of these. In fact, I thought she joined the teaching for pronunciation, but I haven't seen her name. So it was word of mouth, and I'm going to do the same thing, obviously, with my teachers who are friends.
Great. It's good to hear that. I'd like to say to everybody who heard about us, EVO, by word of mouth, that our main page, our public page, evosessions.pbworks.com, that is the place where at the very bottom of the page you can sign up for our mailing list. And so we will send you an announcement when the call for proposals goes out, if you would like to moderate a session, and also when the call for participants, for participation, goes out. And that is, let's see, in December of this year, middle of December, the call for participation will go out for next January and February sessions. The call for proposals goes out at the beginning of June. And if you have ideas about moderating a session, I'd just like to caution you need a team It's not enough to have just one person. So thank you. I want to pass the mic on to the next person from ICT for ELT, if there's anybody else. Rashida, I think.
Rashida, if you are here, you can press talk. Anybody else from the ICT? We see some other participants as well, like Imelda. Okay, if you have the mic.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me? Hello. I'd like to say a few words if you can hear me. Can you hear me? Well, yes, you can.
Yes, we can hear.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's my third year here with you in this course, and well, I'm really overwhelmed with feelings, you know, because all my expectations have been met in this course, and every year I learned a lot of things. But this year is somehow special, let's say. This idea with Vegas is really great, you know, because, you know, I felt like a student, and I was always trying to do more and more, and to learn new things, to somehow to get this badge. It's very motivating. It's very good for us. And the idea with the certificates, you know. So every year, as I said, I learn something new. And this year, I discovered blogs. I didn't have courage enough to start it, you know. And now it's something special. When I was sort of pushed to do it. And I really feel great about all that. So I would like to thank you all, the moderators, the participants, and all in this collaboration and participation. Thank you all.
Thank you, Maria. And we're looking for Gamze, or there was somebody else, Kathy.
Just a reminder about the timer in the in the middle of the top screen.
I think the participants, those that were here, like Katie and Gamze, I think they left or, as you said, had some problems. But it's so nice to have them all here, and they have been writing in chat. Thank you, everybody, for the opportunity to the participants.
Thank you. Let's jump to another session. We have not heard from Educators and Copyright. We have not heard from DREAM Act. We have not heard from IWE, the International Writing Exchange, Moodle for Teachers, Teaching ESL to Young Learners. So any of those sessions, somebody could grab the mic and jump in.
Maybe in this time, we could ask Jeff if he's still here. It's always nice to have Jeff's voice on this. Okay.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great. Okay, I just want to say quickly, on behalf of all the Moodle for Teachers Evo 15 course, I want to thank all the very active participants who kept the ball rolling and helped each other out in the support forums, and to my colleague moderators who participated actively in preparing some of the tutorials to be used in the week tasks. Our participants had a chance to play around with adding activities and resources, taking on the role of teachers in the teacher practice area in the Moodle, and then as managers in the manager practice area, adding blocks and testing out the whole Moodle layer. We had some fun games on the resources and activities, with everyone adding all sorts of resources and activities. It was great. The final week was all about creating an actual course on the Moodle in the MCL, Moodle course lessons, by working in teams. We have currently still four teams with 36 members in each trying to work on the course together. You can imagine how hard that can be with diverse time zones and divergent ideas on how or what course items to add in the resources, activities, blogs, etc. But it is proving to be quite challenging and an exciting experience, I think, for all. All the participants also collected a badge for every successful week of completion of their tasks. Which was in itself a great motivating factor, because I think towards the end of the week, everyone was rushing around saying, how do I get my badge? And that was really nice to see everyone saying, I haven't done everything, or what haven't I done? And so it was really nice to see that the participants were actually quite keen on getting their badge. The final reflection will lead to a course completion certificate, so hopefully that'll happen within the next 10 days for those that have been active in the whole course, active to try and get it done by the end of the month. The rest will have time to complete that, so Dr. Nelly has promised not to be closing the Moodle for teachers. A very big thank you to Dr. Nelly for keeping the whole system running smoothly and organising the live sessions with explanatory slides and screen sharing to show what the week's tasks ahead would be like. Also, thank you to Dr. Nelly for creating the teams and sending out enrolment keys to enter within the teams area for the Moodle course lessons to create and set up the practice courses. Another big thank you to Tom, our Moodle Sheriff, for keeping the participants on their toes and deleting their tasks on the cutout dates, and also for moving the proper questions into the correct forums when someone got confused. And one thing I'd like to remind participants that may be here in this closing session is to please delete your work once you've taken screenshots and or created your artifact, which may be a video or slideshow, etc. And for me, I was especially glad to have had the experience as a moderator, which also helped me to develop further as a Moodle manager of sorts, which is my ultimate goal. So, thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you, Nevis.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I might want to jump in here as a participant. I was officially the mentor for this session. In case you aren't aware, not everybody is aware, each coordinator mentors usually two sessions, providing a kind of supervisory participant eye view. But I really wanted to participate in Moodle for Teachers because I wanted to learn how to use Moodle. I use Canvas at work, which is another learning management system. I have used Moodle as a student before, but I was basically signed up as a participant. I was on team 3 at the end in week 5, and it was a rigorous 5 weeks. There were a lot of things to do. Tom, the Moodle sheriff, cracked his whip and kept us going. The badges that we got for doing everything each week were enormously motivating for me. Plus, if you didn't get your badge, you couldn't move on to the next week. So that was also pretty motivating. So I've learned a lot about Moodle. I still have lots and lots to learn. And I'd like to thank Nelly and Nevis and all of the moderators for their part in helping me to learn about Moodle.
Thank you, Nina. Very nice perspectives. So do you prefer Canvas or Moodle now?
I'm much more proficient in Canvas, I'd have to say. But, you know, I'm retiring this year, so Canvas is no longer going to be an option for me. I need to look at the free stuff.
Okay, shall we call in another session in? And if there comes dead space, we can get Jeff to tell us what he's doing there in the background. Nice to have, what do you call it, a sheriff. Anyway, Jeff is one of our sheriffs here.
Well, as someone who has really not been able to tune in during the past 5 weeks, I'm always interested in the archiving component and the continuation of what happens after these 5 weeks, because I think for many participants, it's an overwhelming 5 weeks and you're exhausted, but then a few weeks later or months or years, you want to go back and reconnect with the material and the community that's been created. And I noticed how many of the sessions have used Google Plus communities. I don't recall seeing it plays such a significant role before. And I wonder if that's going to help keep some of the conversations going and kind of maybe allow some of these sessions to continue beyond the EBO.
That's an interesting thought, Jeff. I don't see the Google Plus communities as being all that different from the... just one second. Just wait a second, please. As being all that different from the Yahoo groups. And the Yahoo groups, for most of the sessions, kind of went dark a week or so, I think, after the sessions were over. But they're still there. They're still available. Anyway, who was just saying hello? Hello? Go ahead.
Hello? Can you hear me?
It's Rashida. Rashida, you were a participant in ICT for ELT. Go ahead, Rashida.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, everybody. I'm Rashida Rahimi, an English teacher from Morocco. Talking about my experience in SDO, I can assure that it has been a wonderful and a resourceful experience. I am no longer the same person as I was before. I changed it positively, transformed and born again with new visions and insights. I'd like to mention that this was my first time in SDO sessions. So at the beginning, I was a bit confused and overwhelmed by the various platforms and tools, mainly that I chose to be in two sessions, the flipped learning session and the ICT for ELT session, which was a bit very difficult for me to manage as a novice. So I convinced myself that I couldn't be a good flipper if I didn't know how to use technology. Therefore, I made up my mind to be just an active reader on flipped learning session, an active reader for the articles, the comments of both moderators and participants there. And I also downloaded all the interesting PDF files, videos. But I was totally involved in ICT for ELT session, where I learned about so many useful web tools that I can implement on online classes. I learned how to use Skype and Edmodo in teaching from distance, how to use LightShare, PhotoPitch, Hot Potatoes, Prezi, SurveyMonkey, TitanPad, besides the use of Google Plus and its unique tools, without forgetting the use of collaborative Blackboard and the Big Marker. I have forgotten to mention that I also learned about wikis and blogs, and that I created my own blog for the first time and learned how to embed different tasks there. What I want to put emphasis on is that in ICTL for ELT, it didn't just help me to update and promote my learning skills, but it also gave me the chance to meet awesome, helpful, supportive moderators who encouraged me by providing amazing online discussions and by responding to any questions or comments on the spot. I never felt alone, striving to learn, to understand. They were supporting us even when they were ill, as it happened with my dear Marijana. I had also the chance to meet friendly and awesome colleagues from all the world around. We shared great moments together, helping and encouraging each other. One more thing to add, that I was given the chance to watch Vance Stevens' live sessions, once a webhead, always a webhead, where I learned that we can still continue our trip for self-development by being joined to different webhead groups and supportive communities, where we can still keep in touch with our sweet moderators and our colleagues and friends from the world around. Really, believe me that if I say that I feel a kind of nostalgia to those unforgettable 5 weeks, and I wish they would last forever. Finally, a heartfelt thanks for all the moderators who were so patient, helpful, and supportive, and a big thanks to Edo Station, who made of me a better educator who will never lag behind. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was a very inspiring commentary from one of our participants. It's so nice when we remember what it's like to just be starting out. Very nice, nicely expressed as well. Thank you very much, Rashida. So are we ready for the next session? Or is there someone from the next session?
Vams, please, we have Jasmina, who is a participant in ICT for EFT. She managed to come in her break. So if we can give her the mic just a minute before she goes back to class. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but I have no idea what I'm supposed to talk as I just came in. Can you tell me?
Well, you could just tell us how what you learned from the session, how you found it, a few words about how it's impacted your teaching, your practice.
Okay, great. Well, as I'm not really teaching in a traditional classroom just yet, I'm just teaching online in a totally different environment where I cannot use anything from here, but I'm just taking this as an inspiration for when I start teaching in a traditional classroom, because in my country we need to motivate our students in different ways, because they are really rebellious, you know, and the teacher cannot do anything to control them, so to say. So we need to be clowns for them. You see, we need to animate them, to interest them, to attract their attention somehow in order to get order in the classroom. Also, the teachers get too many students in the classroom. So I'm looking for a tool that could draw a student's attention. And also, these students are digital natives, right, who spend a lot of their time on Facebook, even during the class. So I have found plenty of tools that I could use. I don't know which now, I forgot all the names, but there are so many tools. It's a whole new world of tools that we could use to attract their attention and to grab their attention from Facebook, from their cell phones, which they use during the classes, actually, even though the teachers tell them, please don't use your cell phone, leave it there, and so on. They just continue using it. So this is what I came here to teach, but also my university professor referred me to this course, and I'm very grateful to everyone. Okay, I don't know if I could say something else. So I just took this course to learn different tools, to find out more. And although I thought, okay, I will find everything here, I've just seen that there's like a million of tools that we could use. And for each teacher, there are different tools. So many tools. Crazy. Okay. So thank you and bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. So there's some very nice points there. I suppose if they want to use their cell phones and Facebook, ideally you could engage them somehow in Facebook. There are some teachers attempting that, and of course in the cell phones, if they're allowed to use them, seems that they do, then there are some possibilities there. So sometimes you have to meet the students where they are. But thanks for your insights. Nina, over to you.
Thank you, Vance, and thank you, Jasmina, or Yasmina, I guess it's Yasmina. And who's up next? Maybe somebody from the International Writing Exchange? I know we have Nelly is asking Efrosini to speak about EFL for Young Learners. Efrosini, how many sessions did you participate in?
I participated in three sessions. I enrolled for three sessions not knowing whether I'd be accepted. And then when I was admitted to all of them, I just couldn't make a choice. And in retrospect, I feel very satisfied that I didn't make any choice and decided to stick to all three of them. Because I felt that one session helped me with the other. For example, ICT for ELT definitely helped me with the Teaching Young Learners session.
The teaching young learner session has been so refreshing, motivating, inspiring, insightful. In the beginning,
can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I will. Personally, I found it a bit challenging regarding the computer skills required in the beginning. I didn't expect we were going to do so many, to work with so many online resources and that computer skills were required. And I felt stretched and overwhelmed at times, but I've been stretched in a beneficial way, I think. Now I realize that I must really improve my computer skills in order to be able to be informed about all the wonderful online resources that we teachers have. It's just that at times I felt frustrated when I felt that I was spending more time solving technical things than devoting time to the pedagogy behind my activities. Apart from that, I'm so happy that I found out so much about iTools that I'd never dreamt existed, that we were monitored by such knowledgeable moderators who were also very available whenever we had queries and problems. I'd like to thank you all for being so patient, answering all my questions. When I'm leaving the session with a baggage full of new ideas, motivating, inspiring tips, and I also feel enriched because of the interaction we've had with other participants, young, motivated, inspired teachers with whom it's been very important to share ideas and to get feedback from. I think all this has made me a better teacher. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you again, Frosini. Can we have another speaker for teaching EFL to young learners? I'd love to know how the session was structured this time, since it was so different from last time.
Yeah, would you, can you hear me all? This is, you can see it's Nellie.
Yes, Nellie.
Yeah, just wanted to say that it was structured, we had three speakers. It was divided into, if you go into the next slide, I think you'll be able to see it exactly. But first of all, there was storytelling and drama, and we had two guest speakers from Storyboard. We had Aaron Sherman, and we also had from the United States, and we also had Andreas Mollinder, who is a high school teacher, and he gave us some really great tips on how to use flashcards and how to make the face-to-face class exciting with printing, doing things online, but actually printing the flashcards and getting students involved in that, in teamwork in the classroom. And then we had a session with Lou on using games in the classroom and her experiences. And then we had action songs with Charles Goodger, who sang with his guitar. And he also gave some really exciting ideas on how to teach accent songs to young learners. But basically, I think it was nice. The feedback was really, really good. Hopefully, this is an opening for the merge of TESOL with iTESOL next year as well. So looking forward to that. Thank you.
Yes, we're delighted to have iTESOL sessions joining us. The EVO originally began as a project of the Computer Assisted Language Learning intersection of TESOL International, but we are delighted to have participation and sessions from the iTESOL crowd as well. And then there are the bridges, people like Nellie who belong to both TESOL and iTESOL. So that's really great. I don't think there's anybody here from Dream Act. Is Lori here maybe? Or how about IWE? I know that there's somebody here from IWE because Nellie was just here. So she could talk about IWE, and maybe there are some participants or other moderators there. And, and Nest, is that you, Nellie, again?
Yeah, it's about the international writings change. It was a very, very rewarding experience. And the reason is that we learn from each other. Something that I find amazing. It's not just the moderators or, you know, those involved, but it's everybody learning together and experimenting. So it's nice to see the moderators actually feeling like learners and not really, you know, taking over as, you know, stage on stage kind of thing. But they're there experimenting, trying things out. And I think that's encouraging for the participants to see the moderators, you know, saying, oh, look what I found. Oh, isn't this exciting? So we've got Ellen, who I don't think she's here right now, but she created a move note to capture her feelings. I don't know if you could play that. Are you able to maybe click and play? I don't know if the links are active. But is it possible to get her speaking here?
I don't think it's active, but we could put a link to it, and then people could play it.
Actually, it's a link event. I don't know if the slides, it's a PDF, and if you click, you don't get the link. Is that it?
Oh, she posted it to several groups, and I listened to it earlier, so I know it plays from
It does. The link she sent. Yeah, but can you get the link? Can someone get the link? Maybe do you have it?
Yeah, I'll look for it.
Okay, thanks. And then we could, if she's not here, at least we can get her voice coming through. Everybody is really, it was very passionate. I think that's typical of the EVO sessions. Everybody's, is that Ellen? Or is that the recording?
Yeah, that's me. I'm here.
And oh, you are
like
here?
I have a video with the same background as the move note. Isn't that funny?
Okay.
If you can't get the move note, I could talk a little bit about it if you can advance the slide.
Okay, great. So I'll put myself in the background there.
Excuse me? Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. basically, the International Writing Exchange, I joined this session as a moderator, and of course, with Nellie, as always, I ended up learning so much more than I would have ever have dreamed of what I could do with the International Writing Exchange. I think as the only moderator from the International Writing Exchange, I was the only one who had really participated with the IWE as a university teacher in Mexico, and I just loved what it did for my students. So what I wanted to do was really share that with other people, and I ended up learning just as if I was taking this session on my own, and it was really rewarding in that sense. What I did share with this move note, well, move note was a new experience for me, as was many other things. Thank you, Vance, for posting that. Was that my special needs, the special needs that my students have are really realized in an online situation of interchanging essays all around the world. There is so much culture that needs to be shared, and it's a give and take. We're not just learning a language here. We're learning culture. We're learning about ourselves. We're learning about so many things. And I think that what I worked on during the session was how to go about culturally interchanging ourselves as we learn English. And I think that in this session, it came out, I think we were from different places in the world. My goodness, all around the world, Spain, Bolivia, we were just all over the place. And I think that this was a great introduction onto how to use this writing exchange for something bigger than just learning English. And I think a lot of the people that had joined us were not even English teachers. So there was a lot that we shared, and I think it was very productive for everybody who participated. I think that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ellen. Is there anybody else here from IWE?
Well, since nobody else is talking, I'd really like to invite you to listen to the MoveNote, because it is something that you can do with the International Writing Exchange if you're interested in having your students write essays and interchange them with other students from around the world. This is a great experience. And our session was more geared towards how to use it in the future. So it's still, like, even though a teacher didn't, or even though, let's see, I'm stuck on that. If you didn't actually take the session, there's still so much that you could share with the International Writing Exchange. It is something that exists, and this session was to introduce it to the EVO sessions. And I think I'm going to sign off, so turn off my video. Thanks.
Okay, anything more to add, or should we see if there are more sessions wishing to talk? We've got another 20 minutes till the top of the hour.
One session that doesn't seem to be represented here today is Educators and Copyright, Do the Right Thing. I think Holly was the mentor there, and Holly is not here either, but I got the impression that this session went really well. I don't know where that came from, but just hearing things over the past 5 weeks, that it was very professionally delivered. And this is a great example of a team of moderators who got together, not because they were experts, but because they wanted to learn more and they wanted to collaborate with other people who wanted to learn more. So they figured out a kind of basis for copyright, and then they went ahead and everybody learned together, which is a hallmark of the EVO. Is there anybody out there who would like to make a comment on Educators and Copyright, Do the Right Thing? I see we have Renata here. Renata, which session would you like to speak about?
I might just take a lead from Jeff, who's the audio stickler guy. If you're not speaking, please turn off your talk button. Otherwise, you might cause echo or if you're not wearing a headset. So I'll talk buttons off while other people are talking. And feel free to turn it back on when you need to. I mean, everybody turn off their microphones. Who did you just call for, Nina?
Well, Dream Act, Educators and Copyright, and Nest, I think we've heard from everybody else. So if there isn't anybody here to talk about those, maybe it's time to start wrapping it up. Is there anybody that would like to jump in? So I just want to reiterate that we have a mailing list that you can sign up for at the very bottom of the page on evosessions.pbworks.com, which is the EVO's public website. This is where we publish our call for proposals in June and our call for participation in December. And since we have some time, maybe I'd like to turn it over to Jeff and Vance also, and anybody else who would like to join the conversation.
Go ahead. We'll take the question from the floor. Go ahead.
Vance, thank you very much for the invitation. And this copyright question is very important for us in Uzbekistan, because I never seen somebody who was in the section with e-book writing. The last year there was my friend Roda, but she didn't get a certificate. In our country, we have many problems with publishing. Therefore, I think that you must help us to publish our first chapters to be evident that we are alive here, to demonstrate our production to our government, because in our country, publish can people only who has power as an education ministry or something. It's a very good, and therefore thank you very much again. It was very great to be in the session with Evo Book Writing. Thank you. I do not see here this Niakos, Nina. Nina said that maybe to organize a group of people here in Uzbekistan to be together. And every year I try to encourage more people, but cannot. Therefore, maybe to focus to countries like Uzbekistan, new emerging countries. We have no supporting here. Therefore, I am waiting for Nina to say that. Maybe to organize something from Tissot, because we must be much more active here then. Thank you very much again.
I'm not sure how to respond to that. I don't have the power to do what Halima is asking, but I think she's doing a great job trying to spread the word about teaching with technology in Uzbekistan, and I encourage her to continue to do that. We are all volunteers here. We do not have any particular soapbox on which we can stand, other than to what we are about in the EVO is bringing teachers together to learn from each other, and I don't know that we're able to do more than that.
How to get licensing? I tried to make this licensing right to my essay I sent to PDC, but it's very difficult for us. So kind of things I see it first time in my life, because all things in our country is due order. Somebody will publish in power and ministry, they will publish books. But it is very interesting, but nobody knows how to do that. Therefore, it's very interesting, but how to publish, it's good. Nina, thank you very much. Thank you, Vince.
You're welcome, Halima. I guess that you were a participant in the e-textbook
yes.
group, and I can only refer you to Shelley and her whiz-bang list of moderators for advice. I know absolutely nothing about publishing e-books.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. But you see, if we waste our time, the less evidence will be something published. You can demonstrate to people in power. See how online education is very important. Here are our results, because we need so kinds of books. Thank you again.
Thank you. In the few minutes remaining, I'd really like to bring Jeff back in here, because he's quite selflessly staying up very late in Korea at the moment to stream this. And I'm not sure if we know if we have listeners. Do we have listeners in the stream? I think the YouTube would tell you, wouldn't it? Just out of curiosity.
I think we've lost most of the ones who had tuned in. We had the 8 or 9 listeners at some point. I think most have checked out by now.
But the important thing is that it's being recorded in YouTube, so we'll have a YouTube version of this, as well as, of course, you can make one using Publish from what we've done here. But anyway, through that effort, though, we'll have the YouTube that you can watch, and also the audio from it, so it makes it very accessible to have all these different ways of recapping this, what we're doing right here.
And I will get all that published on webheadsinaction.org, and I'm sure you'll have it on Learning Together, along with links to all the sessions and all the component parts of the different sections, the Google Plus communities and the wikis and stuff. And, you know, like I was saying, I'm always interested in sort of the continuation of the conversation. And I'm also always interested in what tools the EVO participants are especially excited about and using in this session. I saw a lot more Google Hangouts this year than in past years. I always like checking out the ICT for ELT tools page on the wiki and see what are the newest odds and ends. I came across EducaPlay, which is a great new quiz tool, and Capsies for kind of social storytelling. I'm wondering if there are any other tools that people have come across this year that seem to be getting some buzz.
Yeah. The lady who spoke, who had to engage her students, might enjoy Kahoot. That's one that seems to get a lot of our students. Quite simple. Has some funny music that gets redundant after a while, but still, the students really like it. So you might try Kahoot, K-A-H-O-O-T. It's one of these things you can match something with something else, and then everybody plays in the room, so all the students log in. Very simple. They just go to Kahoot.it, and then they put in the number that's at the top of the teacher's screen, and then the Kahoot plays kind of like a Jeopardy game, you know. Anyway, they all get engaged and they all like it, so it's good for a few minutes of your class if you want to liven things up. Get Kahoot, yes. Any other tools?
Thank you, Nivesh.
Get Kahoot is the teacher's side of it. Kahoot.it is for the students. So the teacher sets it up through their account, and then the students play it on the other side. So I think we need to have Jeff on a Learning Together session one time soon and find out more about what he's up to, because he's always up to so many very interesting things. And Jeff is Jeff has always been someone who's kind of pioneered conversations. A lot of what I do is certainly modeled, or I should say following Jeff's model. It was so successful and so enjoyable to go into sessions where people are talking and not just people talking at you.
Right.
Jeff did his webinars at a time when a lot of webinars were top down, and Jeff would just take the microphone and Dave Cormier and the people who were working with him in the World Bridges community. So World Bridges is something you could look up, and EdTech Talk, of course. It's developed a community that's done quite a lot of conversations worth listening to, I would say, because I've listened to quite a lot of them. It's one of my passions.
And I kind of heard that throughout a lot of the conversations tonight about how human the EVO experience was. And I think that's why we've, you know, World Bridges and EdTech Talk and all, a lot of what I've been doing has been such kindred souls with webheads and EVO. I will be focusing on audiovisual English this semester. I have a whole bunch of hours of audiovisual English for sort of some advanced undergraduates. So I hope to bring some of this wonderful human connection using all these technologies that we English teachers have been using to the English learners, and have them playing with a lot of these tools that we've been playing with recently.
Yeah, some of the most memorable sessions I've seen from you lately, Jeff, is where your students get on Hangout and explain how to cook their food. And it's really amazing, the use of English for one thing, and of course the food itself, and the enthusiasm that they put into that, and your facilitation of that. So as I say, it would be worth just having you on a Learning Together session, just talking about catching up, you know, as we say.
Anytime, I look forward to it.
Yeah, so I think what Jeff was saying about the thing that makes EVO really neat is that we value participants, and I think the moderators feel themselves equivalent to participants. Many of us were participants at one time, and we bring participants, become experts, and put on their own sessions. So it's something that kind of blossoms and mushrooms in that way. So
yeah, I agree. Hearing how this year so many of the moderators learned from the participants more than ever, whether they be 11-year-old Minecraft experts or, you know, it's really such an egalitarian learning community.
I have to say that participant is my preferred role in the EVO. I started out as a participant in 2006, and I've had other roles. I've been a co-moderator, I've been a mentor, I've been a coordinator, I've been lead coordinator, but participant is definitely my favorite role to have. everything else is because I felt like I've gotten so much as a participant, I need to give back. And I think that's how a lot of people feel, which is why you get teachers investing unbelievable amounts of time and energy in doing something that they don't get paid 5 cents for. My husband is still trying to figure out why I spend so much time on EVO. And I can only say that because it's rewarding. It's a life-changing thing, and it's a rewarding thing to do.
Yeah. And the world is a better place because of your efforts. And I just have to say, you know, we heard it echoed throughout the conversation tonight. Thanks and kudos, especially because you are someone, I think, who attempts to bring order to chaos. And you could not find a bigger challenge to bring order to than the chaotic learning environment of EVO and Webheads.
Hey, I see that Lori Dodson is here, and I wonder if Lori could grab the mic and say a couple of words about Dream Act, if I can just find a slide. Lori, do you have a microphone?
I do. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. We were so excited to get to participate again this year with our session. We're working on helping students who are here without papers or undocumented be able to attend college at an affordable rate. And our session this year, we had a lot more participants and a lot of very passionate people throughout the country who work with these students who just want to find ways to help them. So we were very excited to be part of it this year.
And didn't you say, Lori, that your community is going to be continuing?
Yes, we hope to. We hope to continue to be able to share resources and be a place where, as the laws are changing, especially with the new DACA regulations that start on February 18th, where you can go and continue to get resources and continue to discuss challenges that teachers are facing.
That's great. I'm glad you didn't give up on sharing kind of a disappointing number, but I'm glad you didn't give up. You kept going, and your community is growing.
Yes, very excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, make sure you switch off your microphone once you finish talking, because we get feedback on the speakers. I put a little countdown timer up at the top, counting down from 5 minutes, 2.5 minutes ago, and I did that out of consideration for Jeff, who is in Korea. I believe it's coming on to 1 o'clock in the morning now, and he did mention that he teaches. And myself, I've also got to get up at 5 a.m. It's a bit late here. And you also mentioned the long-suffering spouses. Mine is hoping that she'll be able to serve dinner soon. So certainly have enjoyed the session, and if anybody has any last minute things to say, we're certainly happy to hear them.
I'd just like to thank everybody that came and talked and listened and will listen to the recording, and my husband for his patience, and all the husbands and wives and kids for their patience, and looking forward to seeing you all soon and also next year at EVO 2016. So that's it for me, signing off.
Yes, and let's put a big clap in the text chat or wherever we can do it for Nina, who is second year in a row, which is really unheard of. I don't think, has it been this 2 years in a row? Anyway, she's a real glutton for punishment, and we certainly do appreciate her.
Everybody does 2 years in a row, Vance. That's what I signed on for at the beginning.
Oh,
I know Carla did. Yeah, no, I think everybody does 2 years, but I'm looking to pass the baton now. Are you interested?
I don't think I can do that. I have. I mean, with learning together, you know, it's really takes up so much of my time, and I want to run the Minecraft session again, so I don't think
we all have different roles, but somebody's going to have to step in and fill my small shoes. And I want to thank you and Jeff and the coordination team and the moderators and the participants. Without any of these people, there would be no EVO.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And good night, everybody. And I'll turn off my mic. And what we normally do is we sit here and we'll leave the mic on, I suppose. This is my habit anyway. Just leave the mic on until conversation dies and we'll switch the mic off. That was the timer. And when we all have to leave the room or we have to eject people before the session can be put in the can. So we'll need to stay on top of that. And other than that, I want to wish everybody a lovely day or a lovely night. And this is Vance Stevens in Al Ain, UAE. It's in Abu Dhabi Emirate, by the way, so if you say I'm from Abu Dhabi, you're still technically correct. In any event, okay, so goodbye from me. Still February 15th, 2015, except for Jeff. It's the next day there. Bye-bye.